get back to some football talk shortly. So our guy Kang had a bit of a conundrum. He was asked a question by his wife that made him pause. If you watch the show with any regularity on any of the video streams, you might notice that Kang, including today, has like a coffee cup back there. It's one of those tumblers that's become very popular with the
like clear steel type tumbler.
Yeah, with the clear plastic lid that fits on.
Like a Yeti tumbler type thing.
Yeah,
yeah, everyone makes one now.
Yeah.
And but you have problem. You drink iced coffee and only iced coffee.
Yeah, like my drink's cold and my soup's hot, my friend.
But you have issues drinking iced coffee out of the hole in the top of the thing.
What happened was, yeah, my wife actually bought these new like plastic coffee cups. You could put hot or cold coffee in them, and I've been using them, but they're all dirty this week, I guess. We haven't gotten around to cleaning. They're in a separate like hand wash only, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to grab one of these tumblers, these Yeti type tumblers. And I found that when I drink out of them, there's that little lip area where, like, you know, leftover coffee is, and just I don't know if it's maybe user error. Could be me. I admit it. I don't like drinking out of these things.
Not for you.
Not for me.
So you get a straw.
Yeah. So I grabbed a straw, like a bendy straw. Oh, you know, put it in there, and I just been sipping out of a straw out of this thermos, like this tumbler.
Okay. Cool.
It just works easier for me.
Sure.
Till I clean the other ones.
But then your wife asked you.
She saw me doing this.
Your wife asked you a question.
She turned to me and she goes, "Can I ask you a question?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." If I bought you a Stanley, would you use it?
Okay, this is interesting. Cup. Because the Stanley cups, the brand Stanley, not the
NHL trophy.
Yeah, not Lord Stanley.
No.
These things, I mean, got out of control, the rage for them last year.
Specifically with women.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They cannot, gotta will not your, leave the house without them.
Your pink Stanley cup.
Yes. They're a huge.
Lavender Stanley cup.
Yep.
I was not aware of this until I went to a family Christmas party and we did the like white elephant gift thing, gift exchange, where people, the only thing anybody wanted was the Stanley cup. Everything else bounced around the room. And because everyone was after the Stanley Cup. And I was like, what is the deal? And then I heard about the you know, fights in Target and all that stuff.
Oh, man.
But you are feeling, you would feel a little embarrassed to use the Stanley Cup?
So I paused and I laughed and I'm like, huh. And I said, you know what? Don't buy me one because I won't use it. I guess... Yeah, I don't know. I'm very secure with myself. I'm married, two kids, everything. It's just not anything about. I don't know why, but I don't think I could do it. So I'm just got to go home and wash these the normal ice coffee cups that I use.
Is it? Look, I don't know.
I don't know what you want to call it.
What demographic were these things? Is it all women? Is it young women? Is it?
I think it's girls. Yeah, I even see like you know.
But wasn't the point because it's like a 40-ounce thing?
Because how big it is?
Yeah, and they hold it because...
You could drink water all day.
Drink water all day long. Uh-huh.
I guess.
It's fashionable. Match the colors.
But it's not like it's specifically for women, but I've never seen anybody else use it.
What do you mean it's fashionable? How is it fashionable?
The colors, I said.
Yeah, that's why they were lining up, beating each other up at Target, Doug.
Well, it is a very attractive color of mauve.
Does your wife have one?
Mom's underrated.
Does your wife and your daughter?
No, I have one.
Oh, this. Now we get to it.
Now we get to it. Yep.
Yep. 100%. Is it for women? The answer is yes. So Doug is now trying to normalize it and say, no. What are you talking about? Fashionable what? Mauve. The answer is. Yes, it's for the women folk.
You know how I got it. You know how I got it. A client gave me a Stanley cup.
That's how everyone gets every one of these cups. It's rare that people, aside from a Stanley one, apparently people go out and buy. But, I mean, how many times have you gotten some promotional tumbler with somebody else, with somebody's logo on it. I probably have, honest, I'm not even joking about this, probably have close to a dozen of these.
Yeah, I think, that's true. One of my buddies got married and it had their wedding, like a, they had a little shield.
But you're not using that, are you?
Well, no, I'm
using... No, not when you've got the Stanley.
This is not a Stanley. This is what I usually use, this Hydro Flask thing.
But you have a Stanley.
We do have a Stanley, but to me, it's just in the rotation. And I don't get any... here's the thing. I'm completely unaware of any sort of social ramifications over me using a Stanley cup. And Kang, I don't think you should care.
It depends on what kind of handbag you're going to wear, Doug. Honey, is this going with the black patent leather or no? No? Suede! Okay, suede. Suede today. Got it.
So we have jokes.
Oh, we have jokes.
Now I feel like I want to bring... If is it possible that me using the Stanley Cup irritates you?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm very secure in my masculinity.
Well, apparently so am I, because I don't care.
There's one person on the show. Get a little riled up right now.
No, there's only one person on the show that doesn't want to use one of these.
Well, Gator, would you use one?
I don't need to. I have a million other cups.
But would you use one?
I didn't ask. That wasn't the question. Would you not use one?
I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, see? You have two, Doug, on this show. I don't think I can do it. I told her, you know what?
But with that, it's not about the finale factor. It's about, I don't like advertising stuff aside for guitars, but I don't like having a logo on something that I'm using all the time. That's just, you know, me. How about a plain black cup? That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
What color is yours?
It's kind of a light blue.
Yeah, but Gator, when you drink whatever...
It's kind of a light blue, he says. Of course it is.
Well, the one I'm holding up now, for people who are watching on the screen, the video feeds, it's a lighter blue than this.
Well, yeah, because that's not light blue. That's more Honolulu blue.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like this, but it's a lighter blue than this, yeah.
Sky blue. Ice blue.
So let me be clear. You're judging me over this cup.
There's no judging.
Oh, really?
There's no judging.
So, Kang, you're out.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I can't.
You've been bullied.
I can't. No one told me. Society has bullied me. I don't know, maybe.
Any other guys out there? Am I the only guy that owns a Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Now, let's be clear. I'm not a guy who bought a Stanley Cup because I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. But I wonder how many guys out there have one.
Well, we know who was trying to steal the Stanley Cup during that Christmas party, Gator. It was that guy right there.
That guy right there.
I ended up with exactly what I brought. I brought to give it away, and I walked away with it.
And this is what he did afterwards. Yes!
Kill spinner.
Yeah. Perfect. He just put it in a different package. And you're like, oh, no, I'll let go. And you're like, ha ha! It was a Stanley Cup! Had nothing to do with Kale! Ha ha!
Well, I feel like I'm going to bring it in tomorrow.
Yes, please. Well,
now he's going to make a statement.
You going to flaunt it?
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, am I?
What outfit are you going to wear to match it?
Bring in your...
What flavor latte am I going to put in? Yeah, no, it's fine. Gets the job done. It is bigger than the typical Hydro Flask.
So where is your... Where do you get your iced coffee from if that's what you use it for?
What do you mean? Like, where? Oh, I'll either make it or I'll buy, like, some cold brew from the grocery store, you know, that's in a big gallon or half gallon.
Okay.
And I pour it into, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
That's why. Oh, you thought I, like, bought it?
Yeah. I'm like, why are you pouring it into the Stanley Cup?
Note to self, Kang, Christmas gift.
What? Stanley? No, don't do it.
Do you like light blue?
Depends on what I'm wearing.
So the other thing
is... You want to feel pretty today?
Oh, yep. So pretty.
The other thing about these are the Yetis, which everybody loves, but they cost like $250 for a cup.
Right.
I mean, that's an over-exaggeration, but not by much.
No, but it's like 20 bucks for...
Everything that Yeti does...
A half tumbler.
I'm always like, this looks awesome. And then I go look at the price tag and I just go, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just cannot justify that. I think that's one of the things that I literally every single time I see something Yeti, I like it and I check the price and every single time I have sticker shock, even though I know it's going to be, you know, astronomical.
Yeah, they have usually papers you have to sign out for a loan or something, I think, when you sign out, you know, the Yetis. Yeah,
a quick Google search will find you something that's just as good for a fraction. Yeah,
nope. Yeah, but with Yetis, Gator, you put an ice cube in your Yeti on June 1st. July 30th,
right,
it is still ice.
Yeah.
All right?
This is true.